俄勒冈波特兰市是美国西北部第二大城市。1月7号，美国神韵国际艺术团第四度来到这里最大的剧院凯勒剧院，给这里的人们送来了新年的祝福。观众看完演出后激动不已。
从事金融工作的凡哈斯林恩看了演出后说，无论从服装、舞蹈到舞台设计都令人惊叹。他认为美国人都应该去看。
It's beautiful and it's educational.We know so little about China, and then we don't know much about their traditions. So, there is meaning behind the beauty.
医务工作者华特福提认为，从演出中感受到和平与安宁。
The last piece, how they all brought it together, I just thought that was like a perfect ending of the performance. It really was. It's very special. It's a unity. It's about peace, unity.You know, tranquility and peace is really what I've taken from this whole performance. You know, to live in harmony with peace. All cultures. It's beautiful.
退休药剂师芬妮·布考特说，神韵总是给他带来美的享受，所以他今年又来看神韵。他说，
I came last year. I love it so much. It was so awesome. So colorful. The music, the...singers, the dancers, everything was so beautiful that I decided to come again this year. It is a very nice, unusual, beautiful, colorful show.
神韵8号、9号在波特兰还有两场演出。新唐人记者润君、钱章，波特兰采访报道。
2011年全新节目惊喜不断。波特兰首场观众盛赞神韵，从音乐、舞蹈、服饰到文化内涵，将神州五千年神传文明精彩的呈现。
Super good, everybody come and see it.
今晚在波特兰凯勒剧院的第一场神韵演出，令全场观众为之动容。2011年的全新节目，观众们报以热烈的掌声来表达对神韵演出的振奋和喜爱。
拥有律师事务所的多比利夫妇被中国古典舞深深吸引。
Oh, it's beautiful. It's just magnificent to watch. And the women are so beautiful and the men are so masculine. And it's just beautiful. The costumes are incomparable.
数学专业毕业的汉娜最钟情小和尚的节目，对神韵的演出十分激赏。
Amazing. It's so impressive. I've never really seen anything like this. And I'm just...So amazed by all the performers and the effort that's been put into the production.
提倡环保意识的退休软件工程师唐娜对神韵的舞蹈、音乐、故事情节各方面有自己很深的感动。
And I understand how hard it is to do some of those jumps and those moves. And, you know, gymnastics-wise, it's beyond a lot of people to be able to do that. But the exact movements of the girls, especially on those heels for that one dance, it's so hard. And I was so excited to see how beautiful the costumes were.
唐娜觉得每个人都应该看神韵。
Super good. Everybody come and see it.
神韵国际艺术团将继续于明晚8日星期天9日在此波特兰凯勒剧院进行共3场演出。这里是新唐人记者润君、钱章，波特兰采访报道。
神韵在波特兰演出的第二天，许多社会名流对神韵艺术团精湛的表演表示赞赏。
One of the best.
波特兰市华人社区领袖应舒淇赞赏演员们投入的表演。
也非常非常好。
他认为这将故事讲述的生动有趣，有助于人们了解中华文化。
The colors, the fabrics, the, you know, the hair, the makeup. I mean, it all just came together, and I just loved it.
为名流设计头发造型及形象化妆17年的蜜雪儿说，两个小时的时间里，她似乎离开了波特兰，而到达了中国。
It was just so, the women and the men are just so graceful and it was just so calm and, you know, they're lighter than air when they dance and with, you know, with the orchestra and everything combined together just really kind of, you know, just set me in this kind of other world, so to speak, and I don't get a chance to relax very often, so it was a nice chance to sit down and enjoy something for a couple hours, so.
So I had a great time, I thoroughly enjoyed it and it was well worth coming.
自己制作了230集真人秀《小人物大世界》的 Amy Roloff 对现场舞台艺术表演情有独钟。
It is kind of sad to be still brought to our attention, especially being in America, that those in China would not be able to see a performance like this.
新唐人波特兰记者站综合报道。
来自各界的观众对神韵演出的艺术水准惊叹不已，被节目所表达的内涵深深的打动。晚会结束之后，在波特兰贵宾招待会上，有观众向记者讲述了他们对晚会的喜爱以及他们对神韵完美演出的感谢。
画家唐纳迪奥利多禁不住地重复着，太美好了，神韵演员散发着不平凡的气质。
Obviously practice their whatever it is that they practice on a regular basis. I felt that they have a peace and a presence about them that is innocent and pure. And I like that a lot. I think that we need to have more of that energy in the world. We don't have enough of it.So I was really grateful for that.
从事电讯业的朗伯吉斯观看神韵后，内心的喜悦无以言表。
Well, we come here expecting to see an opera and a dance. We didn't realize that we were going to actually learn something about history and get all the messages that they were sending out. It was very, very, very moving. I'd say I watered up.With my eyes on everyone except maybe one, you know, it's just right there.
杰瑞斯夫妇送给彼此的圣诞惊喜礼物便是神韵。
Opening act was off the charts. I mean, I was blown away with all the water coming down and everything, and it was the costumes were great. So, you know, we're really enjoying it. You know, we have no regrets in coming here. We would come see it again.
伍德里奇夫妇以奇观来形容神韵展现的五千年文明。
Transitions many centuries and actually millennium, and it talks about how the tradition and culture was developed, and that's really good.
And I like the way they have the characters. They'll be on stage and then they're off in the sky.
Yeah, I like.
Or they're coming down from the sky and then they miraculously show up on the stage.Yes, it's very good. I like this.
新唐人驻波特兰记者采访报道。
1月8号，俄勒冈州众议员布莱恩·考勒观看演出之后，在贵宾招待会上感慨万分。他说：“观看神韵让他当时忘记了一切。”
1月8号，周六是俄勒冈众议员布莱恩·考勒最难过的日子，原因是和他合作的好友。亚利桑那州联邦众议员基夫斯在其选区举行选民见面活动时遭到近距离枪击，状况极为危急。布莱恩说，他今天极为伤心和难过，唯一轻松的就是观看神韵的时候，他感谢神韵给他启示，使他身心健康。
It's been kind of a difficult day, and not very many things were lifting my spirits, and I forgot all about that while I was in here. It's such a powerful for the music and the dancing, and just incredible artistry. Helped me at least, you know, forget for a little while that not everything's perfect still on this earth, and still have a lot of work to do.
他认为在俄勒冈能看到如此久远而又优秀的异国文化，简直难以置信。
You can hear about the governments, but meeting the people is a whole different thing. And so I think having people who want to bring out the very rich tradition and culture, of China and spread it around the world is an incredibly powerful thing. And it's going to make Americans want to go and see the roots of these things.
布莱恩表示他还将带全家人来看神韵最后一天在波特兰的演出。新唐人波特兰记者综合报道。
1月9号，美国神韵国际艺术团在波特兰市的凯勒剧院结束了第三场也是最后一场演出。观众们希望神韵在波特兰还能够再停留一天，好让自己的亲朋好友也能够有机会一睹神韵的风采。
神韵国际艺术团在奥勒冈凯勒剧院的第三场演出圆满结束，许多观众们纷纷表示自己非常幸运能够来观赏这场文化盛宴，很多人也表示呢，希望更多的人能够来分享他们的喜悦。
Beautiful, the costumes are magnificent, the dancing is breathtaking. The strength of these dancers is unbelievable. The uniqueness of the Chinese culture, the storytelling is wonderful. You can really follow the stories.
朱迪托尼希望今晚再演一场。
I would call everybody to come. They'll
come to Eugene. The dance is beautiful and lovely, and what they're bringing up in the dance is a historical, more or less of a historical.History or design of the of dance, and I think they followed it through from early Chinese 5,000 years ago basically up to present. I'm not sure, groups of 100, and they're all very talented, and I look at them and I go, how did you get so many male dancers together in one spot? This is very difficult.
神韵国际艺术团将于1月11号前往尤金最大的剧院哈尔特剧院演出，也是他们在俄勒冈州最后一场的演出。新唐人波特兰记者站采访报道。
1月11号，神韵首次光临享有翡翠城之称的尤金，这里不同阶层的人们都喜爱艺术，然而神韵给这群富有艺术经历的人们带来了意外的惊喜。他们表示，原来以为中国的演出不过如此，没想到神韵不但给他们送来了中国的传统文化、完美的艺术造化，更让他们惊叹不已。
神韵结束了在 Portland 的三场演出后，他们来到了有劲的 House Center。
看过无数的演出，参加过很多音乐会的市场销售人员内蒙迪士曼表示，从来没看过这么完美的演出，神韵让他感到非常惊喜，他以后还会来看。他的太太对演出也赞不绝口。
The costume is beautiful, absolutely gorgeous, from the head to their feet. Just very impressed. Flowing, everything goes with the music.
他说，仪态、表演，每一样都完美至极，每一个节目都是一个故事，而且你能看懂。从北京来到美国的华侨安娜黄带着外孙女及全家来观看神韵，她非常感谢神韵把真正的中国传统文化带到海外。
这个中国古典的舞蹈我很喜欢，多少年都没有再见到过哈，都能够到这边来看到，很高兴，因为小孩子们从来都没有见过嘛哈，这是第一次有机会带他们来看一下中国的真正舞蹈，很高兴很高兴。
退休音乐教师伊法内·哈克特带着女儿和外孙女一同来观看神韵，他们本来坐在前排，为了能看见乐队，他们换到了二楼。伊法内·哈克特告诉记者，这么完美的演出，他想再看一遍。
It was wonderful music, beautifully written, and wonderfully played, but my curiosity about the orchestra was never satisfied, even going upstairs, because we're too far away. The Chinese flute, I just wish I could sit right beside her and you know, really hear what she's doing.
法国商人格丽娜说，她被神韵精彩的表演感动得落泪。
I like especially when mother and son they were studying this special book and they got chased by police and he died and I almost cried. I cried.
观众们普遍表示还要再来观看神韵。新唐人记者在俄勒冈尤金的报道。
美国神韵巡回艺术团成功完成在加拿大首都渥太华、工业重镇哈密尔顿、高科技中心滑铁卢、艺术之都蒙特利尔四座城市的14场演出之后，于1月13号在加拿大最大的城市多伦多拉开了4天5场演出的序幕。请看来自现场的报道。
这是神韵第8次光临多伦多，也是他们第2次登上索尼中心这座多伦多市中心顶级剧场的舞台。今晚现场的2000名观众被神韵所呈现的旷世奇观深深打动，他们中许多人是来自不同领域的社会名流。 加拿大安大略省省议员克拉克发自肺腑地表达了自己的赞美之情。
Really enjoying myself. This is such a it's such a wonderful presentation. The costumes and the choreography and the message. It's just a it's a really really enjoyable evening. And I'm so pleased to be here. It's really uplifting. I'm having a great time.
法官沃顿米高说自己被深深触动。
I'm very impressed, and I really really like it.
Yeah.
Absolutely wonderful, amazing. It's my first time to see a Chinese classical, and amazingly, I think this will not be my last time. This will not be my last time. This is great. I'm very, very happy to be here.
有着二十年经验的舞蹈演员艾维森认为，中国古典舞充满了神奇。
They kind of, the dancers float across the stage in terms of the way they walk and move, and the use of the costumes, of course, is just, it's marvelous. It's, has so much, there's so much dynamic that comes from the costumes and then mixed, of course, with the choreography.
Performance is amazing, it really is, to see the beauty, the grace, the power of the dancers and both the two singers that we've heard have been just amazing. So yeah, I'm really thrilled to be here.
美国神韵巡回艺术团在多伦多的首场演出在经久不息的掌声中落下帷幕。在接下来的三天里，他们还将在索尼中心上演四场。新唐人记者黄安琪，加拿大多伦多报道。
在经过了半个多月的巡回演出后，美国神韵巡回艺术团于13号来到了加拿大东部的最后一站安省省府多伦多，为此政要们发来了贺信。
安省的反对党领袖胡达克感谢主办方把神韵带到了本省，他说神韵的演出为安省人提供了一个最佳的机会来认知华裔社区为安省的多元文化所做出的杰出贡献，并提醒我们记住我们所共同尊崇的价值准则，那就是家庭观念、进取精神和社会法治。联邦人力资源及技术发展部部长戴安·芬利则说，我已经耳闻了众多关于演出的美誉，观众赞扬你们用多民族的舞蹈和音乐样式展现中国传统文化。曾经在加西观看过演出的安省研究与革新厅厅长格雷·莫瑞则很高兴又在多伦多看到了神韵，他赞扬艺术团在向人们展示一个一度丢失的古老文明。他说神韵以音乐和舞蹈的形式卓越地展现了5000年中华传统文化。13日晚在多伦多市中区顶级的剧院索尼中心就将上演这场备受赞誉的演出，艺术团将在这里停留4天，演出5场。这是新唐人记者林飞加拿大多伦多报道。
1月13日，神韵巡回艺术团在加拿大多伦多进行了首场演出，在观看演出的观众中不乏影视界的从业者，让我们去听一下他们看完神韵后的感想。
目前正在加拿大广播电视公司担任新闻气象主持的米歇尔·莱斯利说，他看完演出后的第一个反应就是要打电话让自己的父亲来看演出。
Yes, I'm planning on bringing my dad. In fact, I'm going to call him, not tonight because he'll be in bed, but tomorrow, and tell him that he has to come. Yes, I would recommend it to anyone. It was awesome. I thought the show was spectacular. I mean, visually, it was unbelievable. The performance, both the men and the women, so strong. And the message behind it, it really resonated.
莱斯利说，当大幕一拉开后，舞台上呈现的一切就几乎让他停止了呼吸。
Oh, how do I see it as beautiful? The costumes, first of all, took my breath away, especially what the women were wearing. And to hear that they were all hand-stitched, it was, I mean, the talent that must go into that, because the attention to detail in those costumes was unbelievable, and the backdrop as well, that 3D backdrop, it just really took your breath away. It was almost like you were there, so just very vibrant and colorful. But the costumes were one thing that I really noticed, and even how the men transformed when they were all monks, how they had no hair all of a sudden. Yeah, it was fantastic. It was amazing.
除了视觉上的冲击，莱斯利说最重要的是晚会传达的文化内涵。
It also, for people that aren't of Chinese descent, it gives you a good insight into the culture. And I think that's really important too, especially being a Canadian. Yeah, it was unbelievable. I think that's the only word that I can use to describe it. It was an amazing, amazing show. So,
这是新唐人记者思雨，加拿大多伦多报道。
一位在加拿大的省市政坛从政十多年的议员1月13日晚观看了美国神韵巡回艺术团在多伦多的演出后，说晚会给他留下了极其深刻的印象。
约翰·帕克尔今晚是第一次观看神韵演出。
Professional, elegant and inspiring。
他举了一个水袖舞的例子来描述晚会的艺术性。
The dancers had long silk sleeves and they kept them rolled up from time to time and then they would release them. And it had the effect of making their arms just reach out in a divine way that flowed naturally. Just sheer elegance.
他说晚会的每一个节目都在以不同的形式表达着类似的主题，那就是启发人们思考什么是真正的力量。
Plum Blossom, as delicate as it is, serves as a symbol of strength and power because that delicate blossom appears in the depths of winter and it withstands the harshness of the winter climate and perseveres.
而这种精神层面的启发通过艺术家们全身心投入的表演传递出来，非常有感染力。
There's a world beyond the world that we inhabit day by day.And whether it's up high or whether it's in our souls, we can reflect on those thoughts.
这位毕业于著名法学院的市议员说，他最有感触的是晚会中描述中国的信仰人士受到迫害，但生命最终得到升华的舞剧。
The regimes attempt to control their people and suppress the free spirit of their people. History shows us that sooner or later they collapse under their own weight.And it's just a matter of having faith and confidence that in time, freedom will come to those people as well.
帕克尔市议员说，他坐在剧院内，却好似到了天堂。他期待明年再来看神韵。新唐人记者邱明，加拿大多伦多报道。
神韵在加拿大多伦多的第二场演出在观众的掌声中落幕了，有不少安省的政治家也慕名前来观看演出，让我们一起去听一听他们的感想。
I'm absolutely loving it. It's fascinating. It's colorful. It is just lyrically beautiful.
我不知道怎么形容，我可以英文说是 excellent， 非常的完美。 OK.
Oh, it's fantastic. Really enjoyed it.
市议员克劳福德在从政前曾经是一名有造诣的画家，在色彩上训练有素的他对舞台上色彩的运用赞叹不已。
Actually, I was just sort of enjoying the again it's the colors, you know, the brilliant colors seem to come alive, not only in the backdrop but also in the performers when they seem to like come out of the stage, they come out of the backdrop. It's great.
当然演员们高超的技术、高科技的天幕以及舞台上其他元素的完美配合都是这场演出吸引人的地方。
The sound was gorgeous, but it all worked well together. You know, most of the time you sort of forget that the orchestra is there and you're sort of transported onto the stage with them, so I like that.
我没有想象到我会在多伦多能够听到这样的音乐，因为这些音乐来讲是充满活力。
Well, it's spiritual. There's just a sense of something just so beyond what we expect on a normal day. There's just, it's just, it's, I guess there's a heavenly quality to it. There's just a beautiful, just, you know, the dancing. It's all just, it all adds together to just create that magic that I'm really enjoying right now.
他们说这是一场每个人都应该观看的演出。
I think everybody has to have an opportunity to see.And to experience and just to enjoy the history, a little bit of the history of China and what it really brings and the importance of what we need to really enjoy with regard to Chinese society.
这里是新唐人记者可欣，加拿大多伦多报道。